Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
All right, so I'm in conversation with a gentleman called Shashi Kumar. He is the General Secretary of the Associated Managements of Private Unaided English Medium Schools in Karnataka. Is that right, sir?
K-A-M-S.
K-A-M-S. Sir, I believe that was a notice sent to all the schools by the Bangalore police.
Yeah.
Initially, there was one requirement that CCTV cameras be installed in all bathrooms.
Yes, it was so... funny order with a knee-jerk reaction, which is humanly not possible, and the school managements will be grilled behind bars.
Yes, installing CCTV cameras in school bathrooms. This is obviously after all the incidents that have been happening across schools in Bangalore.
Yes. Apart from that, there are some other issues too. They have recommended parents to send the SMS back to the school, and school management has to look through that whether the child has reached the home. How possible it is, that is the question. Because child may not go directly to the home. It may go to the tuition, it may go to the caretaker home, it may go to their relative's home. And finally, the management looking through the SMS that whether the child has reached the home is very impossible.
I believe that after the SMS, they're expecting the parents to send back to the school once the child reaches, and the school has to assimilate all the messages, obviously take care of the missing SMSs, and then send that report to the police on a daily basis.
It is not at all possible because you don't have such a system in existence.
There's a third requirement also mentioned, apart from CCTV cameras and the SMS.
Yes. And the other thing is psychometric analysis. There are very less number of psychiatrists available in the market.
They want a psychometric test for all the students and the staff.
No.
Just for the staff.
For the teachers and staff. Mm. That means, and you have a already existing report that most children, that is more than 60% are being abused within the family. Then every family member has to be psychometrically analyzed.
But this hasn't been implemented as yet, Mr. Shashi Kumar. Is it in talks right now, or where has it reached?
No. This is the order sent to the school circular by the CBSE board itself.
Oh, central board has sent this.
Central board, and without any practical analysis, they have done this. I think they themselves need this analysis first done.
Oh, God.
And the next important thing, you see, we are definitely worried about the safety and security, no doubt. We had zero compromise with that. But we as an association, we requested Home Department to provide in and around security, or to provide at least a home guards, which we will pay because they are accountable to the system. And that things have not been addressed.
But sir, isn't the security of the child, once the child reaches the school's responsibility and not the government's responsibility, where they have to provide home guards?
We definitely agree that 100% school is the ultimate responsible person in the school premises.
Yes.
I'm talking just next to the school building, next to the road, next to the shops. While coming to the school and going home, there are a lot of issues.
Sure, sir, but these issues have come up after incidents that have happened inside the premises of schools, the bathrooms, whether they are murders, rapes, it's all happening within the premises.
I do understand it is a knee-jerk reaction, whatever this is coming
out. Sure, sir, the knee-jerk reaction, agreed. The three pointers which they've sent are questionable and can be debated, but expecting the government, because there are hundreds of schools in India, hundreds of schools within Bangalore, Karnataka, how many men will be deployed standing outside? Home guards?
We need some 10,000 and home guards, where we pay, because see, morally and psychologically, if there is a person from the department itself, the fear will be more, and the people who intend to do something will have more fear and they will fall in line. That is our issue.
So this is more of a perception that, hey, there is somebody outside, if there's any problem we'll call them.
Yeah, not only that, and even those people who have an intent to do some criminal thing,
they'll think about it twice.
More conscious.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.